Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about the astrology and human design Pleiadian Earth energy of the day today. And we're sitting on a day today that is likely going to be a mixed bag. And when I say a mixed bag, I mean there's like equal chances of upset and equal chances of some great breakthroughs. And that is likely for not just today, but today and tomorrow. And by the way, I will not be here with you tomorrow morning. So we're going to talk about today's and tomorrow's energy because I think tomorrow is also going to be a highly energetic day. And since they sort of bleed one into the other, as in the transits that are in play tomorrow are already adding up their energy, right? They're applying their energy. So we may as well chat about it now because some of you may be experiencing it already. And yesterday I had one of those kinds of days. It was actually not a bad day, but I swear to you, Mercury retrograde was sitting on my left shoulder yesterday. That would be my right shoulder, sitting on my left shoulder, causing all kinds of chaos. And then today, and even later in the day, the chaos seemed to go away. This after I almost reacted in a way that would have been, I mean, it would have been, wouldn't have been bad, but it could have been bad. So luckily I stood back and I went, okay, what is going on here? I defaulted to my human design as a generator, an emotional generator that says, okay, you don't make decisions in the moment, right? You wait. And I'm so glad I waited and didn't do what I wanted to do in the moment, which was indeed to throw out this computer and go buy a new one. And who buys a new computer during Mercury retrograde? Well, I could get away with it. I have Mercury retrograde in my natal chart. But then I thought, wait a minute, the guy told me the last time he fixed it that if you put a new hard drive in, blah, blah, blah. So I had options. So I stood back and waited to see what my options might be before I just went out and spent the, money on a new laptop yesterday. At the same time yesterday, I got another little bug in my head about changing my website. And I had talked to my web people a while back about changing the design of the website. So it was funny because I had done that first. I called them and I was having a conversation with them, and I was really excited about what they could do for me because, I don't always have the time to play with my website. I mean, I think that's the paradox that, people who are solopreneurs get into is that you want to do what you do best. What I do best is astrology, human design, and gene keys, and all of that. What I don't necessarily want to do, but I find I have to do, is the work on my website, right? Keeping it up to date. And I realized that I have had a huge drop in the number of people visiting my website. And I went, well, why is that happening, right? The first thing you want to know is why. Well, when I talked to them yesterday, they were telling me that because I haven't kept up with the metadata. I'm like, what the hell is that? Right, I can't be everything, so I was looking at having to, what options do I have? Well, there's one really good option, but of course, as soon as I was contemplating just doing it, I was just going to give him my credit card number and say, do it. And I didn't, I stopped myself, and then I come back to my computer, and my computer was all messed up. And I'm like, oh no, thank God I didn't spend the money on that first and then have to contemplate the thing about my computer. Lesson learned, right? Hold space a little while, especially if you are emotionally defined, because emotions are volatile and they go up and they go down. And if you act at the moment that your emotion is on the high, and believing, all is well and optimism is running rampant, and then later you find out, or within an hour, I found out that my computer was going to need some real action. I'm going to have to take action on it. Right. This is a Mercury retrograde giving me a little bit of a notice that if I don't do something, it's going to force my hand, which is hysterical. But anyway, so yesterday was my Mercury retrograde day from hell. Finally, I just turned off my computer and I walked away. I couldn't get anything done anyway. Right. I was trying to do an email to a simple email, a simple email to a client that I have today. so that I could get her her chart and I could get her the Zoom link so that we could make the connection. And do you think my computer would let me run an attachment to my Gmail? No. Every time it takes me to the page where the attachments were, and there was nothing underneath the files. You could see these like blank white icons with, nothing underneath them. So I couldn't tell what I would have been attaching. It was the craziest thing. So I restarted my computer. That restarted a whole bunch of hell. And so, So craziness, right? And I knew other people were experiencing it too, because they were writing to me. Thank God for my phone that I can still get emails. It was just a crazy day. It was crazy. So hopefully today is going to be a little bit calmer, a little bit tamer. And here today, it's a day not to make big decisions anyway. Right? Today is a day. So if it wasn't for Mercury retrograde yesterday, I would have made big decisions. And that would might have fed into some issues going on today between the Sun and Neptune, where they're in a trine that slows down our thinking processes. It slows us down where we can't see things clearly. Like now, I really just want to go and do my own card readings and find out, like, what the heck? What direction do I go? What am I supposed to do next? And so today, definitely not a day to make big decisions. If you made big decisions yesterday and you, like me, were having some clarity issues or some Mercury retrograde issues, today you might have clarity issues around why did I do that? Why didn't I do this instead? So if you're having that, don't make any other big decisions. Don't knee-jerk the other direction and cancel the order or do things that, undo what you did yesterday. Just stay cool and calm and collected. When we were sleeping, the moon moved out of Libra, so some of that pressure is off of us, where they're, we're not, the those planets aren't being hit yet until we get to the next till we get to the moon in Capricorn. The pressure's off of us with the moon at least. But today the moon is in Scorpio squaring Mercury and Mars, and that has its own special brand of issues, right? Scorpio is more cautious, and Scorpio, the moon in Scorpio, is also deeply intuitive. And with the sun trine Neptune, if we fall in line with our inner knowing, we are in a much better place today than if we try to do things from more of the mind or the ego, right? The moon in Scorpio, we've got Neptune in Cancer, I mean in Pisces, and then we have the sun in Cancer. All told, that tells us that we have much better access to our intuition or to our instincts than we do with the mind or the logical thinking or use of the mind. So definitely take your time in making any big decisions. Listen to what's going on within you, right? If you hear alarm bells, listen, right? Slow it down. The moon is also going to find herself in an opposition today to Uranus, and we have Uranus lighting up in our charts for a couple of other reasons as well today and tomorrow. So you want to be careful because your actions may have immediate reactions back at you. Uranus does things in an unexpected way. It acts as an awakener, a shocker at times. So we want to be careful, right? We don't want to just make knee-jerk reactions to things. Salving everything, calming things down a bit today is the moon in a trine to Venus, which seems to say, okay, it's all going to be okay. Just be kind, be nurturing, be gentle. And this too shall pass. So we do have some help here. Now, if we look at, let's just say good morning to people, because I don't think I've done that yet. Good morning, Natasha. And good to see you. She is, I know your birthday's coming up. Must be tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts, to me all. She says, well, I just made the decision today to just keep my backyard simple, and I feel good with that. That's a good thing, right? Simplicity is always favored when we have some of these chaotic things going on anyway. Good morning, Asa. Good morning, Michelle Gay. She says, I'm awake. My hair dryer died. That's typical Mercury retrograde. The things that we count on break down on us. I was talking to the same client that I am seeing later today. Or she sent me an email back saying that she went to order a refrigerator, but somehow ended up with a dryer as well as a refrigerator. I haven't read the complete story there, but that's a typical Mercury retrograde deal too. Good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Patricia, and good morning, Linda. Wow, if she woke up early to be here, yay, it's great to see you. Patricia, does Uranus ever give us nice surprises? Well, hell yes, right? Sometimes what Uranus gives us is that absolute aha, epiphany energy that breaks through, right? Gives us a breakthrough. It's not always bad with Uranus, but what Uranus does tend to do is break up stagnant energy. So wherever something has come to a stagnation point in your life, or in your world or in the outer world, then Uranus connections can shake it up, right? My entry into this world, as opposed to staying an optician like I was for years and years before I became a metaphysician, happened because of Uranus. And it led me to lots of shakeups and lots of really bad experiences, but also some really, really wonderful experiences. And here I am now. So having looking back at it, I can see that Uranus moment as earth-shatteringly changing my life. And even though the ride has been a sort of roller coaster, it has been and was probably the best thing ever. And if it hadn't happened, I'd likely still be an optician and never have broken out of that secular, or that regular world, to come into the more spiritual world. So yes, it does. To answer your question in a long way around, it does give us nice surprises. It's involved with windfalls, when you get cash that you didn't expect, or when something good comes your way. It can often be traced back to Uranus as well, as well as other factors too. So Uranus isn't always an upset, but a lot of times we are stuck in our ways and we don't see what the beauty is of the shakeup. And so we often greet a Uranus wake-up call with fear, or with, oh no, not that, not now, no, I don't want that. So that's why it gets that reputation, right? It's a change agent, and it will loosen things to a point that you're forced almost to go in a new direction, or to release yourself from stagnation. Okay, so I hope that helps. So Uranus, and all of that depends on where the Uranus is playing in your chart. Right now, he is sitting at 6 degrees of Taurus. He has made just about as far a movement into Taurus as he will make this year. In next month, he'll turn retrograde and be that way until January. So we are seeing the extent, the furthest forward extent that Uranus is going to make. And that's a good thing, right? Because we, gives us time to reevaluate things and see where it is that the change is being brought to us. All right, so today, Sun trine Neptune. The Sun trine Neptune makes it so that it's not such a great day to make big decisions. So, for example, my computer, or my idea about changing my website up, probably today isn't the day to make that kind of decision. It's not clear. I'm not clear. I'm not feeling clear enough to, I know what I want, right? I know what I want. And what I want is to say, this computer and get a new one. Is that realistic, right? That is that realistic? I also thought, really would love to just crash down my website and get a new one. Do start over fresh. Is that new? Is that right? I don't think that I have clarity enough around that to do something like that. So today I'm going to wait, right? I'm just going to hold fast to where I am, and I'm going to tune inward, and I'm going to listen to the inner voice. And that's what a Sun trine Neptune brings us to, the ability to let go of our thinking mind, which is unclear, right? And tune into our super clear intuitive faculties. We have super creative and imaginative energy going on as well. And that helps us to, focus on in a different channel. Instead of focusing on the things that you think that your mind is telling you you've got to take care of, in my case, my computer, my website, blah, 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 I can move over to the more creative and imaginative areas that I have work to do. And that pathway will open up, right? So even though my technology may not allow me to do some of the things I want to do right now, I can still do the planning, and I can still be in the creative flow. And part of being creative is also seeing new solutions to old problems. So there's that energy that's with us today. Plus, this is a highly spiritual energy. The Sun trine Neptune brings us to wanting to help one another, being more altruistic, being more humanitarian or more helpful. There's a part of our spirit that really gets triggered in wanting to make things better for other people. So there's also that energy happening today. So maybe stay out of your mind and making big decisions, or making those decisions that your mind wants you to do in favor of being quiet, coming in, inward, and seeing how things can flow in a new or different direction. Now, on top of that, so we have that energy that's sort of the break energy, if you will, right? The slowing down energy. On the other hand, we have Mars kicking up a fuss today with Chiron, today, tomorrow, and on into Friday, even, I'm guessing. Because today Mars is a smooth flow with Chiron, but still they're not necessarily working, they're kind of working at cross purposes, or not. We'll see here in a moment. But then also tomorrow, Mars comes into a square with Uranus, which it's already building, right? That energy is building. A square is a challenge. So we have Mars, who wants action, who's in Leo and says, I am doing this because this is what I want, and acts first, thinks later. So that's why we're, I'm a little wary about what Uranus might bring to us today and tomorrow and the next day because of the way that things are being set up for us. So let's break down Mars trine Chiron. Mars today is sitting at 5 degrees of Leo, and our Chiron is sitting at 5 degrees of Aries, both fire signs, both passionate, both very creative energies, both very dynamic energies. Mars in Leo is actually the ruler of Chiron in Aries because Mars rules Aries. So there's a combination going on here of rulership energies that make it much easier for us to flow in directions that may not necessarily be correct for us, but could also break an impasse if you are at an impasse in your life. So, for example, Mars trine Chiron may help us address a problem area in our world, in our lives, without the fear or the anxiety that we normally have around that. So let's say, for example, you've been loathing to have a conversation with someone that maybe just feels like it's going to be heavy or not fun. This can o help you overcome that inertia or that part of you that's holding back from doing it out of fear or anxiety. But this is also rebellious nature and energy. And if you're not paying attention to this, if there's something in your life that you haven't addressed, that you've been holding off on, then today's more rebellious energy can cause it all to come blurting out. And that isn't going to be necessarily a good thing either. You may feel rebellious. You may feel like starting a revolution. But you also, what you're trying to say is that you want to break out of established patterns or the establishment. Or the established rules of behavior that have kept you constrained. So, if you really look at what it is that you're rebelling against, then you can see that, there might be better solutions than just blurting out and, doing things that can be disruptive to your life. Be a leader today and tomorrow, and maybe even the next day. Stand out in the crowd. Be daring enough to do that, to really claim your place. To really claim who you are. And then this is part of that energy. This is the go part of this energy. Remember, I said today we have the sun trine Neptune, which gives us kind of the stop or the slow down energy. But over here we have this go energy. And so that gives us that stop and go, that feeling of, trying to put your foot on the brake and the gas at the same time, and your tires are spinning. So if there is a path open to you, your tires won't spin. Right, you'll go forward. But today may be one of those more frustrating days where we can kind of see what direction we want to go in, but the energy isn't quite there yet. So, depending again, a lot of this depends on what's going on in your own personal chart. Where is this lined up? For someone who was it yesterday, Sarah, who has a lot of things going on in Scorpio, today the moon in Scorpio may show her it's the right timing. Right, it's the right timing now for some big changes or some transformation to take place. And Uranus may add some chaos to that, but it may also help you to break any impasses. And I'm speaking, I don't know that you're out there this morning, Miss Sarah, but if you are today, tomorrow, and then and part of the next day while the moon is in Scorpio, it could cause some breakout moments for you. Yay, right? So, in some ways, it's really good energy. It's really good energy for helping us see where we've been stuck. But on the other hand, if we tend to dig in our heels a little bit and we don't necessarily want to make changes, so it could feel alien to us or disruptive to us. So be cool and calm and collective. Use your authority. If you know what your authority is in your human design, use your authority. If it's emotional, don't make any knee-jerk reactions. If it's sacral, you know you're going to do it in response to what your body is telling you in the moment. A lot of you projectors are self-projected, which means that what you hear yourself saying to other people is what it is that you're meant to do, because what you're hearing, what you're doing is verbally processing. And some of you projectors are splenic, intuitive. That means you're spontaneous. It means that you tap in, you have an intuitive knowing. The moment that something is invited for you, you have an intuitive knowing. Some of you have splenic energy, even if your generators are manifesting generators, and you know in the moment. It's having the courage to follow what you know in the moment and not default again to the mind, right? The mind is a powerful thing. And we're so used to being dependent on it that it can cause us to pull out of our regular authority what we know to be our truth and instead start the thinking process going around and round and round in our minds with all of the stuff. And then we get confused and then we get upset. And then we just say, bleep it, and we do whatever we want to. And sometimes that's a good thing, and other times it isn't such a good thing. So follow your inner knowing. Tomorrow's Mars square Uranus is really where we get to the rebel energy. And here's where it's not only you as an individual that may want to act rashly. We may see other people out there doing rash things, unthinkingly, just almost impulsive action out there in the world. This is rule breaker energy. This is bad boy energy. And some of us are really drawn to that bad boy kind of energy or that bad girl energy. And if that's the type of person you are, then tomorrow may be that day where you act on some of that bad girl tendencies, impulses, where you say what you want to say, even though you know on a normal day you wouldn't do it. But this is also inventive and breakthrough energy tomorrow. If it's channeled appropriately, if it's channeled into areas that are supportive and or creative, right? If you have a creative project that you've been working on in your head, tomorrow might be today, tomorrow, and even Friday may be a great day to start taking some action on that. Maybe pencil it out or make a mock-up of whatever it is that you think that you want to do and see how it works. Tomorrow, however, watch for accidents. Be very in your body wherever you go. Be in your body, be in your awareness, because Mars rules metal. And when you have Uranus, that rules the unexpected. So you're driving a metal car, and someone else is driving a metal car, and boom, right? An accident. So be aware, because other people aren't listening. Right? They're not as aware of what's happening in the sky, as above, so below. They don't have any clue. They think it's a bunch of hogwash. But you, I'm telling, be in your body, be in your physically aware every moment that you're doing anything tomorrow. Even knives, things like that are problematic with Mars and Uranus. Working with electricity or your technology, those kinds of things are also going to maybe be wonky. I experienced that yesterday. I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing that wonkiness. And that's another couple of days. And add to that Mercury in retrograde, and you have a recipe for all kinds of disruptions and chaos and so forth. So just go with the flow, right? Just go with the flow. But definitely tomorrow and the next day, stay in your body, stay aware of what's going. Okay. Let's look at the Pleiadian Earth energy for today. Today's a good energy. It's for choosing. And what was that one? It's not Schwen, because that was yesterday. That was Monkey. Today's Ebb. And Ebb, I don't remember. I think Ebb was the reed. So here is a day for building a foundation. Universal energy of the day is foundation building. foundation strengthening. And what are your foundations? Well, we usually talk about four pillars, right? Home and family, your health, your work or your career or profession, and maybe your money, right? Finances. So if we think about four pillars then and foundations, then today's a great day for strengthening your foundations, for focusing on what might be the weaknesses in those foundations and strengthening them. The energy of choosing then is about collective healing and nurturing, settling differences, being open-hearted, right? Being open-minded and willing to see what it is that you really need to see. What is the universe really trying to show you? So today is very supportive energy, but notice it's not energy that really pushes us to make big decisions either. So when I was talking about the Sun trine Neptune, and you know that's maybe the stop energy with the Mars trine Chiron and tomorrow's Mars square Uranus energy pushing the foot on the gas to make it go faster, today is definitely not that day to take those actions. You know, just kind of lay low today and, you know, go where the flow is taking you and not necessarily make big things happen today. Now tomorrow, and I'm going into tomorrow's because I won't be on air in the morning. Tomorrow is five exploring. So the five, of course, we know what the five is in numerology. It's all about change. It's about constructive use of freedom. And indeed, in Pleiadian Earth energy, the five universal energy is about change, surprises, unexpectedness, breaking out of patterns, and literally breaking free. So we have the five energy tomorrow backing up some of that Uranus and Mars energy. So there's a little bit of volatility to the day tomorrow, and maybe a lot of volatility for some of you. It depends on your chart again. But the exploring energy, the earth energy tomorrow is exploring, which is good for travel and adventure. And it's, you know, a day for us to avoid being rigid. Don't get rigid today. Stay a little more rigid. Today's ebb, the reed, stay a little more rigid. Build your foundation. Stick to your foundation. Tomorrow, the energy shifts and it becomes more fluid and more adventurous. But again, just be in your body, stay aware wherever you are, be there in your body. Just don't let your mind wander off. And, you know, one of the reasons I won't be here in the morning is I have an early morning appointment, which means I have to drive about 30 miles to get to where I want to go. So now I'm going to be uber conscious and aware of me getting on the roads, getting on the freeway, 70 miles an hour in a metal car, flying down the road to where I want to go. I'm going to stay aware because I can stay aware of me. I can't control everybody else, but I can sort of get into defensive driving mode. I can just be on the lookout for other people who are not playing in their consciousness, who are not aware or in their bodies, and then I can be prepared. So that's how I'm using that energy tomorrow, that knowing, right? Because I can tap into that and not get so caught up in being surprised when somebody cuts me off and, you know, almost creates an accident. Best way for us to use these things, right? I see somebody sending me a text message here. Okay, so Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel. Ooh, pretty card. So I'm going to have to post these later. She's posted two cards for us. One is, I don't know what deck this is. Triumph from Tragedy. It's called Smoke on the Water. Deep Purple had their biggest success with this song that was written about a fire that destroyed the building where they were recording an album. Remember, these are fire energies too. Mars in Leo, fire. Chiron in Aries, fire. Uranus, thankfully, in Earth. So that helps anchor a little bit more. And then also, Debbie, some of those cards cut off, so I'll try to post these for everybody. But Smoke on the Water was one, so don't play with fire. And the other card is Sharing, and Sharing says Joy to the World. I loved that song. And I can't quite make this work on my phone. So later I will do that for everybody. So thank you, Debbie, for doing that. And maybe you can tell us in the chat here a little bit more about what those cards meant. And then I'll post the pictures when I get done this morning. Okay, so comments. What's everybody saying, thinking out there? Good morning, good morning. Nobody's commenting. Okay, except for Patricia and her, does Uranus ever give us nice surprises? And the answer, of course, was yes. So let me tell you one more thing that's going on, and this starts tomorrow. And it's important because it is, you might remember last week we had the Sun and Earth in the gate of provocation, gate 39, and the Earth was at gate 38, fight or struggle. So here we have today, or tomorrow, excuse me, Venus moving in to take the Sun's place at the gate of provocation. In human design, Venus really is focused on your relationships. So usually your closest relationships, so your spouse, your kids, your parents maybe, or your those coworkers that are close that you work closely with. And when we have gate 39 moving in, or as the gate of provocation, it either puts you in the position of provoking, either outright or maybe even inadvertently provoking people, or the possibility also exists of you being provoked by those closest to you. Now, this is from July 11th through the 16th, so it's not a quick one. This is 5 days worth of this in amongst the other energies that are going on. So remember where I said that we feel a little like breaking out and being rebellious and striking out for freedom. That's kind of the energy that's working in behind the scenes. Don't let that carry you away in a relationship and see you cutting off your nose despite yourself in your relationships, being provoked to the point of walking away. Now, if you have a relationship where it's already apparent it's in its dying phase, then maybe this kind of energy provokes you to actually make that change, to take those next steps. But provocation is gate 39 is actually sitting on the root center, and it's leading up to emotion. So wherever it's connecting up with your emotional center is where there can be some emotional reaction going on. So be very, tread lightly in your relationships. Default to love, right? It doesn't mean that you can't provoke somebody by asking a question that's maybe thoughtful and meaningful to that person, because provocation doesn't have to be the knife in the back or the stabbing somebody in the heart. It can be more gentle than that. It can be that questioning process. You can even be using that energy on yourself, asking yourself important questions. Like yesterday, I gave people the question, how do you want to be loved? Right? How do you want to be loved? That's a great question to ask yourself in the face of all of this energy, because are you showing up that way for others, but they're not showing up that way for you? And what does that mean? And what do you want to do about it? And is this the right time to do things about, this? You're being provoked in your love relationships, into living from your values as well, because Venus also represents our values. And Venus also represents our money. So I might expect a little bit of volatility in the markets over the next few days as well. With maybe, I know some good economic indicators came out, maybe something that counterbalances that. Hard to say in the outer world. But again, markets go up and down, up and down. So being just aware of that energy of provocation and making sure that you don't knee-jerk react to whatever it is that's showing up in your world. Take it in and let it flow through you, and then ask yourself those questions. Why am I seeing this? What am I being provoked about? What about those words or that person provokes me? And look at it as a way to access your evolutionary growth. Right, your expansion of consciousness, instead of taking you down into a an argument or something that's hurtful. Look at it as a way of elevating yourself, changing your perspective. Okay, so Lisa, good morning, Rebecca. I haven't seen you in a while. It's great to see you out there. Lisa says, many choices I made yesterday were based on your messages, teaching my son to drive, and I remained calm. He, however, had an unusual emotional day We took a break and he calmed down and said, I don't know what came over me. I giggled and said to myself, I do. I love it. Absolutely love it. That is exactly why I do this work. This is exactly why I called my business Living Astrology, because we are living it day to day in every moment, right? And if you are aware, at least you don't feed into that emotional energy that he had. And you could step back and you could see it for what it is, and you don't have to feed into it. And then you let him have the space to come to his own conclusions of like, I don't know what came over me. I love it. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. Ashley, I'm trying so hard to stay strong and positive and go with the flow, but I keep getting kicked while I'm down. I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong or how to fix it. I'm really starting to feel hopeless. Ashley, I don't know exactly what's happening. I know you were moving, and I know you kind of got stalled on that somehow. And I know you had been injured at work, so likely there's, you know, some pain or healing that's going on physically. And so now you're saying you keep getting kicked while you're down. Without knowing more about the details of that, I can't really help you except to say, keep asking that question. What does this mean for me? You know, what am I not seeing clearly? I'm going to draw a card for you, Ashley. I'm actually going to draw two cards for you. I'm also going to go to the Wisdom Keepers. That worked so well yesterday for Natasha when she asked me to draw a card unexpectedly from that deck. So I'm going to do that for you as well. So Ashley, I'm going to ask our audience, everybody out there that's listening to us this morning, to focus your energy on Ashley. It doesn't matter that we don't know her or haven't, you know, met her in person. Energetically, let's tap into Ashley. Let's feed her healing energy, love energy, and, you know, form a sort of protective circle, a healing circle around her energetically. And at the same time, then let's see if we can bring that energy to the cards to be able to help her, you know, get out of the position she's in. And I get regeneration. Woo. And it was upside down. So regeneration, if we turn it around, is card number 46, which is a 10, which implies a new beginning is coming. But look at the destructive look of the card, right? We see things that are burning, the tree's been burned, yet this is regenerative energy. So let's read that for you. Regeneration was number 46. So the essential meaning of this card is rebirth, second chances, new opportunities. I think this is positive. So in protection, it says, endings come in many forms, and now is the time to stop holding on to what must die so that something better can take its place. Nature's cycles include disease, decay, death, and regeneration. Let whatever isn't working to in your life die. Don't be afraid to face the facts. There is no need to struggle or grieve. Whatever your query, let it go. You're about to be reborn. I almost want to say you've had this card before. So now I'm going to go to the Wisdom Keepers. We're going to let a Wisdom Keeper come in and help us with this and help you with this, Ashley. Ashley says, I'm homeless and can't work because of the injury, so I have no income. Okay, so you don't have, what is that called? Disability income, or what do they call that? We call it L&I, labor and industries. That you know, gives you an income. I know it's usually not what you're used to making, but hopefully, you know, you can get on something like that that's helpful. And maybe you just need to let other people help you. Maybe you've been hesitant to let other people step in. So the card, I got two Wisdom Keepers for you. Card 57, intuition. Isn't she beautiful? And card 57 is interesting to me because the moon yesterday was sitting at gate 57. Remember, the moon is sitting on fear gates through, the moon ends its fear run on the 10th. So thankfully, the moon moves off all the fear gates today. and into different gates. Lovely. So, intuition, using your intuition. So let's take a look at that and see what the wisdom is. Lisa says, change your view, seat in the stadium, my dad, the football player, says. She feels like you're in a rut. My lawyer is trying to get me workers' comp, but it's taking a while. Who can help you in the short term, Ashley? Right? Sometimes when we have Chiron sitting in a sign like Aries, we're really hesitant to reach out and get help because we feel like we don't want to become dependent on someone. But who is there that can help you? What are you maybe not seeing in terms of who you can reach out to? A friend, a family member, a coworker, maybe somebody that can help you in the short term while this is happening. And 57, this is our wisdom keeper today, our first wisdom keeper. I'm humbling myself and sitting at the transitional assistance office while I watch you now. I don't know what that means, but hopefully that's where you can get help and get it. There is no shame in reaching out and getting help. It's not like you're going to become a dependent of the transitional assistance office, right? It's temporary and gives you the space to heal, the time to heal. All right. And humbling can be a very positive experience. So here the gift is intuition, the shadow is unease, and the city, the highest expression, is clarity. And so the wisdom story goes, my mother had three miscarriages before I was born. During her pregnancy with me, she was anxious, and when I was young, she was a hesitant, overprotective mother, constantly worrying about my getting sick or into an accident. She clung to rationality as if her life depended on it, but her endless lists of pros and cons paralyzed her. They also made my father impatient and his actions impetuous, which usually resulted in financially risky decisions and an even more anxious mother. I was close to my parents and could sense their thoughts and feelings as if they were my own. As I matured, I saw how their ways of coping with life were causing them pain and frustration. When it came to decision making, the opposing strategies of over-rationality and impulsivity seemed equally unhelpful. Longing to resolve their unrest, I sought alternative ways of accessing truth and knowing. I became a student of intuition, reading books on ESP, using oracle decks, and training my psychic abilities. But when I discovered the vast world of astrology, a light went on. I couldn't get enough. After obsessively studying natal charts, I learned about the world of transits and my prayers were answered. Finally, I had a way of reading the future and helping people cope with anxiety and life's uncertainties. My career instantly took off and eventually astrology overtook my life. To do anything or guide anyone, I needed the stars' blessing. I became attached to the money, status, and security brought by my success, and over time, I became increasingly paranoid and out of touch with my intuition. When I dismissed my own hunches about my beloved mother's health because the stars said otherwise and she got sick, I was overwhelmed with shame and guilt. How could I have drifted so far from my own inner knowing? That's when it hit me. Life was uncertain. No matter how skilled I was or how accurate astrology was, I could not control life or rescue the people I loved from the unknown. For 5 years, I didn't track a single transit. I learned to face and fully feel the pain and beauty of uncertainty. Now I use my intuition and my astrological tools from a place of love and playfulness, not fear. I'm finally at ease. So her gift to you, she comes to remind you that still that I come to remind you of that still voice within that connects you to all of life. Your intuition is one of your greatest gifts. Trust it. We live in a world that is obsessed with reason. There is so much emphasis on exploring and conquering the mind, but you have the ability to experience true knowing. You can perceive something even before it can be seen, heard, touched, or tasted. It is time to embrace your primal instincts and to stop relying on theories and methods. I'm not suggesting you discard your intellect or your tools, only that you allow them to serve your intuition. As you learn this art, you will find that old fears melt away, relationships soften, and things go more smoothly. Trust the delicate hairs on the back of your neck. Listen carefully. And the other card I think I will send to you personally, it is about altruism and nurturing. It is also a beautiful woman. Time-wise, though, I don't know that we have the time to do that, but I will send this one to you separately. Okay. I think that's a good message for all of us, though, today. Intuition, right? We talked about that right from the start. So I hope that helps you, Ashley, to go with the flow, get help where when you need it, and then pay it forward to someone in the future who might need the same kind of help that you need right now. All right. Lisa, sending light, pray the right people are in place on your path and help with the right decisions for your highest good. I love that. Transition is what you are going through at the Transitional Assistance Office. Love that, Patricia. And so you are being supported. You are being loved, Ashley. Just don't let that part go. Just release your attachment to the way things are happening right now, because the regeneration card is very clear about you're going through a rebirth, right? So, but rebirth is often painful, as what you see around you is destroyed in favor of the new, the potential. All right. And Ashley's saying thank you. Wow. Okay. Windstorm just suddenly kicked up and all my wind chimes are flying everywhere. So we're all sending you love, and keep us posted. Keep tuning in to us in the morning and, you know, letting us know what's happening and anything that we can do to help you. I know that we would, you know, do that for you. All righty. Anybody have anything else? I think we are pretty much done with this for today. Patience, right? Stop yourself from being too impetuous. Don't make big decisions today. Stay in your intuition. Move inward. Even the card of intuition that we pulled for Ashley tells us the same thing, right? Ashley's in our world. And so everything models something for everyone. And we're just going to have to make sure that we are listening to our inner world more powerfully today, as these other energies may, you know, push us to do things that we don't necessarily need to do. Lisa, putting energy out for a home and career. Yeah. Just first, you know, getting you some kind of income so that you can go through your healing and so forth. Let's support your attorney in finding all the paths that he can that are open for you. And that your employer, if they're blocking you from getting the help you need, that they have a softening of the heart. And that out of the blue, they decide to give you everything that you need in order to heal, to have an income, find a home, and get situated and healthy so that you can get back up on your feet and go to work. So Lisa wants to know if she can have a card. I have some time. Let's do, Lisa, I'm going to do a Wisdom of the Oracle. And don't forget, I'm going to be posting up the ones that Debbie sent me, and there may be messages in there for you as well. As one was about joy to the world, and the other one was about smoke on the water. Smoke on the water reminds me almost of the regeneration card, right, that we just pulled for Ashley. And joy to the world. Let's peace, Lisa. Lisa gets peace. Five. Right. Look at that egg. Right. Isn't that great? Peace. So let's see what peace brings us. I think that may be a great way of ending the show here with that card, Lisa. Thank you for asking me to even pull one. 23, which is a five. Interesting for peace, right? Essential meaning is freedom from attachment and radical acceptance. The Oracle's message says it doesn't get any better than this. A quiet mind, a heart fulfilled, freedom from want, and the soul's satisfaction. The way to peace is through radical acceptance. Everything in your world is exactly as it should be. Harmony is beautiful. Enjoy it. I'm actually going to read both the relationship message and the prosperity message as well. The relationship message says when two people are in true alignment with one another, they have an innate harmony between them. They are as two perfectly tuned instruments playing together. Sometimes it's impossible to tell who is who. Peace is yours, and it is to be savored. Your prosperity message says, this is one of those times when you're capable of clear vision about your work and how you create your prosperity. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You're called by a presence to step into your power. Just being is enough, for you are in peaceful harmony with spirit, and it shows in your work. Lovely. Love, love, love that. In home, you have a in home career. Great, 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 great. So that bodes well for you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Remember, I will not be with you tomorrow morning. I will be back again on Friday morning, however, and we will talk about the energy for the weekend, and we'll start alluding to what's coming up with the eclipse next week. As you could tell from the moon, we're heading to the full moon, which will also be a lunar eclipse, a highly energetic one. And yeah, we'll need all of that intuition and that peace, and remembering joy next week as well. All right, guys, take care. Have a wonderful day. Stay in your body. Talk to you on Friday. Bye for now.